the problem with eugenics is there's no higher form to enforce it on us. We need smarter, benevolent aliens to perform our eugenics program with our best interests at heart. The problem is humans can't do it to ourselves. We get too emotionally invested in shit.
Well, we make up dumb rules too.
Yeah, like, then we start making dumb rules and Hitler's cheating.
Like blonde blue eyes thing.
Yeah.
Which of the seven dwarves is most like you?
We've turned into like a Facebook quiz podcast.
I think I'm okay with that.
Which sandwich are you?
Our first challenge is going to be naming them all. So can we do that?
Okay. Sleepy.
Yes.
That's me. We don't have to go any further than that.
Also me, but let's see what else we can remember.
I think I'm a combination of sleepy and dopey. Those are the two I can name. But there's bashful. There's...
grumpy.
Grumpy, yeah.
Is there a happy?
Yes. That's five.
That's five. We need two more. Is there an angry? It's not angry. No. That's grumpy.
Grumpy, yeah.
Mm. Sleepy, happy.
Doc?
Doc. What is he? What the fuck is that?
I don't know. He's the odd one.
That's so... Like, I've never even thought about it before, but that's so not cool. Why is there a doc? Okay. Doc, sleepy, happy, grumpy, dopey.
Bashful.
Bashful. What? One more.
Ah, fuck. Kermit.
Kermit the dwarf. I guess I have to look it up, but why don't you talk about how you're sleepy in the meantime?
Well, I think that's pretty obvious. I get high and sleep all day. But isn't it kind of weird that, first of all, what were they doing before they met Snow White?
Dude, that whole movie is fucked up.
Just broing down?
Why did the prince just kiss her?
But also, like, are they a mining crew? Like, one of the dwarfs has a pickaxe.
They're very clearly miners as what a are profession.
What are they mining? They're in a forest.
Children's happiness. I don't know. This article says that in the 1912 version, their names are Blick, Flick, Glick, Plick, Snick, Wick, and Quee.
Wow. I can see why they changed them. That's okay. Some Tolkien shit right there. Oin, gloin, boin.
Okay, I've got it. Doc, grumpy, happy, sleepy, bashful, dopey, and sneezy.
Sneezy, oh, of course.
Not of course, that's also no. Dumb.
That's not an emotion.
Neither is Doc. Sneezy just has allergies and he got that put on him for the rest of his life. That's not fair or cool.
Perhaps Doc joined the crew just to cure all these ailments.
He's not doing a good job.
No.
Although I guess they're all like awake and alert for the show. So.
Well, every team needs a medic. So maybe that's what his role is.
I would be Sneezy though in allergy season. I think that's fair.
Yeah, sure.
I still feel bad for him though. He's got arguably the worst one.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I guess he's not known for his emotion, so perhaps he's the most emotionally stable of the crew. He just has an allergy problem.
That's true. So, you know, good on him. This article says, Doc, the only dwarf whose name is not an adjective. Those who haven't watched the film might assume he's a doctor. That was actually true in an early incarnation of the character, but the final version was simply a paternal minor. So it doesn't even mean anything. He's not a doctor in the movie Snow White.
So you're saying originally they had more specific roles?
I guess. And a doctor is a valuable team member. Now he's just Grandpa Minor guy. Lame.
Yeah, I guess they had to whitewash it for kids.
So we've determined that you're probably sleepy. I'm probably sneezy or sleepy. But which one do you aspire to be?
Oh, good question. Probably Doc.
What about happy? Don't most people want to be happy?
Let's be realistic here.
I feel like the movie Inside Out and society in general is coming to terms with the fact that happiness is not the goal in life. And like, you're going to have all these other emotions and that's okay. So I'm not sure that happy is...
That's the takeaway from Snow White for you?
Not Snow White, Inside Out.
Oh, Inside Out.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. So I'm not sure that happy is something to try to be these days. I think we might have given up on that.
No. You don't believe in the American dream anymore, Andrew? Life, liberty, and the pursuit of
I'm not sure that it should be in there. I feel like it's okay to just live your life, and sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad, and that's okay.
This is about the Seven Dwarves. I don't want to get into the meaning of life.
All right. So which dwarf would you want to be again? Doc, you said.
Doc, but also, like, I think Bashful gets the most puss.
Girls like the shy one.
Yeah.
No matter what the grouping is. But also, girls don't like short people, so none of these guys are getting attention.
Oh. I was talking about dwarf puss, but...
Today's episode of Super Good Question is brought to you by April Showers. All right, let me set the scene for you. You've gone camping. You've gone for a hike solo. You get lost. You stumble into a clearing. And here's where the question takes place. Would you rather fight a grizzly bear or a swarm of hornets?
Oh my God. How is that even a question? Do I have weapons?
No. You're all alone. You have a compass. I don't know why you got lost. You're bad at reading. You're bad at reading your compass.
Your only weapons are a compass, a map.
No, you have nothing.
And an iPhone with GPS.
You have nothing. You're in the woods. I mean, it's not like there's a path with a grizzly bear and a path with hornets. You just have to choose which situation you would prefer.
I don't see why I wouldn't take the hornets then, because I'm fairly sure I will fatally lose to a grizzly bear.
It's a big swarm of hornets. It's your chances of survival are pretty even.
How many hornets are we talking about?
So many hornets.
If you're not allergic to hornets, can you still get stung to death?
Yes, I believe so.
Okay. And hornets are nasty. They just keep stinging. They don't die.
Yeah.
Wait, is that wasps or hornets? Like, are they the same?
I'm not sure, actually, but let's just assume they can keep stinging you. Okay. I think both wasps and hornets can do that. I do feel like this question is not as easy as it seems. Because hornets, you can't get away from. Unless
you can dive into a shallow puddle to escape a hornet attack.
Not a shallow puddle. It has to be at least 3 feet deep. So you can put your whole body in it.
Well, I don't know. Like, what kind of clothes are you wearing? Can they sting through what you're wearing?
Hornets can sting through clothes, yeah.
Well, what if I'm wearing like a tactical Sam Fisher outfit?
We've established that you went camping and you're on a hike.
How do you think I dress when I go into the wilderness?
You did not dress that way.
Okay.
I honestly do think this is a tough choice.
No, you have 0% chance against a grizzly bear.
Well, but I feel like you could escape a grizzly bear, like terrain-wise somehow, maybe.
No, they can climb faster than they can run. Even Dwight Schrute knows that.
Right, but like, I don't know. I feel like you could get a grizzly bear to give up if you, like, you know, got to the right spot or whatever. But hornets just can get through anything. Like, they can just follow you.
They're like water, man.
Your only hope with the hornets is a lake. You have to hope that there's a body of water.
Or a stream, or like a thin mesh net.
There's no thin mesh nets around.
I don't know. I'd still take the hornets.
Okay.
I think you can outrun a hornet swarm as well.
I think that you First of all, I don't agree that you can outrun a hornet swarm, but let's redo the question because you are clearly very afraid of grizzly bears.
I think I have a healthy fear of grizzly bears.
Hornets or small mountain lion?
Okay.
Very recently in the news, there was that guy that killed a mountain lion, bare hands.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember.
So think about it.
I think he's got a skill set that trumps my own. However, if I was armed with, conceivably, I would have a large knife with me if I was out in the wilderness. But
yeah, which is no good against hornets. You cannot stab individual hornets unless you're really good with a knife.
That is true. Knife is quite ineffective against insect-based predators. Yeah, no, I'd still take the hornets, though. Mountain lion's probably going to jump and...
I would take the mountain lion.
Bite my neck.
I said small mountain lion, so I would take the mountain lion. Because I feel like, again, there's no escaping the hornets. And the mountain lion, you could potentially get in a chokehold. It is possible. I feel like the hornets are a death sentence. And the mountain lion is a fight.
Mm-hmm.
I will concede that grizzly bear is a death sentence as well.
Yeah, that mountain lion, you might take it down, but it's going to do some damage.
How about juvenile mountain lion with a hurt paw?
You're just... This seems more like a setup scenario, like you've been thrown in the ring, like a gladiator type battle.
Okay.
And they've got a wounded wildcat on a chain, and they're like, feed the weak man to the wounded lion.
How about this? Let me reset for you. There's still hornets. Huge swarm of hornets versus 100 house cats.
Oh man. And they're just totally pissed.
Yeah. Yeah. They're really going for it.
There's no treat or ball or thing.
No distracting them.
Laser that you can distract them with.
Yeah, it's a fight.
Hmm. Ah, man. That's a tough one. Because if they're not declawed.
Yeah, they're not declawed.
Yeah, they'll do some damage.
Yep.
They'll get into that face.
I think I would take the house cat still. Maybe I'm irrationally afraid of a swarm of hornets, but... I think 100 cats, you just gotta run and take one out at a time kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta sort of separate them and just start stomping or whatever you do to take out a cat.
Yep. Start snapping necks.
Yeah.
But like...
And there's an end in sight.
There is an end, but like 100's a lot. Like,
so many.
You get tired.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially because you're frantically batting off the ones jumping into your face while you're doing all this.
Again, water is the weakness for cats, though. So. But if there's a lake, I would take the hornets for sure.
Is water... Do you think a cat would leave you alone if you jumped in, like,
a lake.
Ankle-deep puddle?
No. Not an angry cat. I think you need a lake.
Okay.
But... Question about the hornets. Do you think if you jumped in the lake, they would just hover above it and wait? Do you think that's an actual good escape?
Yeah, they'd be just waiting for you to come up for air and then they'd sting you in the eyeballs.
And the throat. Like, you take a big gasp and they just go right in there. I guess you could swim. You could maybe swim away and, like, get away from the crowd under the water.
Yeah.
Take your breath.
Surprise them. Come up.
Yeah.
Just your lips.
Yeah.
And they sting you in the lips.
Ugh. You'd have to be a real good swimmer. But you would get stung so many times on the way to the lake. I don't know, man. The hornets scare me a lot. I think I'd just take the cats.
I think you have an irrational fear of hornets.
It's a swarm. It's not a few. It's not a handful of hornets. I wonder how many hornet stings it would take to kill a man. Should I look it up?
I'm going to say 200.
How many?
Before you go into like anaphylactic shock or something.
Stings can kill you. Dude, I just changed the game. Because according to Google, the average person can safely tolerate 10 stings. Oh, for each pound of body weight. Okay.
Oh. I was like, what? I think I've come like one third of the way to dying from hornet stings.
Okay, so the average adult could withstand more than 1,000 stings, whereas 500 stings would kill a child.
Okay.